The Reds and Indians were hindered by a rain delay of 2 hours and 1 minute on Wednesday. But around that rain delay, a pretty exciting game. We pick it up top four, Reds down 2-0.
Here's the 1-0. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball to dead center. Long, long run for Zimmer. He's looking up, and he won't get this one. It is gone. It looked like it cleared the 19-foot high wall just as it gets to that point in center where it dips down. That ball was hit a ton by Duvall, and he has tied this game at 2. Home run number 10 on the season for Adam Duvall. Now the 1-0 to Santana. Swung on, line drive to right, way back, and that ball one hops the wall. That'll score Kipnis on his way to second. Santana in safely with a head first slide, and the Indians get that run. They have taken the lead 3-2 here in the fifth.
Indians 3, Reds 2. Reds at first and second. One out, ninth inning. Cody Allen trying to stay perfect and save situations. The right-hander comes set at the belt. Again, a look back at second. The pitch. Swung on, bounce to first. Santana up with it, goes to second one. Lindor relay to first. Got him! A game-ending 3-6-3 double play ball game. And we'll see now as the headsets are brought out and the umpires will have this play reviewed. Brian Price feeling like, well, there's no need to save it. Might as well have it reviewed by the crew at New York. Boy, oh boy, the last thing you ever think about is a game-ending double play, but the replay would indicate that this call might get overturned. And if it's overturned, the Reds will have new life and will have runners at the corners with two down in the ninth, still trailing 3-2, but the National League's fifth best hitter, Zach Cozart, coming to the plate. Well, here come the headsets off. Here's the call. Safe at first. So the call is overturned. Peraza is forced at second for the second out. Billy Hamilton is on at first on a fielder's choice. The set. The pitch, there he goes. He got a great jump pitch, swung on line to left, coming on Brantley, dives, can't make the catch. Can't find the ball. Hamilton's not going to stop running. He's going to score from first, and the Reds lead 4-3. A line drive base hit to left by Zach Cozart was going to tie the game. Brantley dove, got a glove on it. When he got to his feet, he didn't know where the ball was, and because Hamilton was trying to steal, he was running on the pitch, and he never stopped running. And by the time Brantley knew where the baseball was, and it was right out in front of him, Hamilton scored easily. Indians at the corners, two down, Tribe down a run in the ninth. The one strike pitch to Brantley. A swing and a bouncing ball to the second baseman. Fielded by Peraza, the throw to first ends the game, and the Reds have come back to beat the Indians tonight in the ninth inning. Final, Cincinnati 4, Cleveland 3.
The Reds come back to stun the Indians 4-3. Entering Wednesday, the Indians were 102-1 when entering the ninth inning with a lead since the start of the 2016 season. Joey Votto extends his on-base streak to 27 games. That is the longest active streak in the major leagues. Entering Wednesday, the Indians had been 102-1 when entering the ninth inning with the lead since the start of the 2016 season. Needless to say, it was a very rare loss for Indian skipper Terry Francona.
It's kind of hard once you think the game's over to, you kind of let your emotion go. If there's anybody that I would trust to reel it back in, it's Cody. But I think that is a tough one. On one hand, there was time to, because it took him a while, but that's hard on anybody, and I think probably Cody the hardest.
What did you think of Carlos's effort on that?
That was as good a potential double play turn as you're ever going to see. I mean, to have a chance to get him, and it was bang bang as they get. And Carlos was quick, he was accurate, he was strong, and then Frankie came flying across. When Carlos made a couple, he made an error, but man, he was active over there, you know, charging on the bunt, being aggressive, getting the force out. It was, he was all over the place tonight, swinging the bat great.
When you have a first baseman like that who's been able to, I mean, it's not the first time he's made a play like that, and you don't have a lot of first basemen, a lot of times, who are able to change the game defensively. What does it add to the defense to have a guy who can just gun people out from first base?
Well, I mean, some guys, you know, everybody has a different skill set. Some guys are really good catching the ball, and, you know, some guys are tentative to throw. Sometimes that's why they're at first. Carlos's arm has never been in question, but his ability to think he's playing with some confidence, maybe more than he used to, because you have to have that to even attempt to make the play.
It seems like a lifetime ago, but what did you make with Trevor?
Boy, it sure does. You know what? Pretty good. I mean, you know, they're the middle of their order. You may not hear about as much as some, but I mean, there's a lot of production going through that middle of the order, and they can hit it a long way. You know, they hit a couple balls tonight that were probably home runs in their ballpark that ended up being outs here. But, you know, you make a mistake and you pay for it, especially going through the middle.
First time Cody's had a ball in save since, I think, last August. What do you say about this run?
And I'm not sure I consider it a run. I think he's just really good. When you have one run games, you run the risk of something happening and, you know, you can lose. It's nice if you can spread a game out. You know, we didn't. You know, had a chance to be a nice, crisp win, but we didn't spread it out. So I don't ever feel like it's on Cody. You know, we could have done some things better to score a few more runs.
It was a rare blown save for Indians closer Cody Allen, who thought he had a game-ending double play off the bat of Billy Hamilton until that out call was overturned, and it kept the Reds alive. Allen then gave up a go-ahead 2-run single to Zach Cozart as the Indians closer shared his thoughts following the team's 4-3 setback.
Obviously, you think it's over right there, but once they challenge it, you kind of got to take a step back and get ready, like, just in case. And I was ready. You know, that I'm not going to say that Zach Cozart got a base hit because of that. You know, he got a base hit. I mean, he hit a pretty good pitch. So, I mean, that's part of baseball.
I feel like Hamilton's probably the only guy who can score from first on that type of
play. He's one of the few. I mean, I know he was running on the pitch. We weren't really worried about him. But... you know, it was a great effort by Michael. He almost comes up with that ball and ends the game right there. So, you know, just took a funny hop. And, you know, that's how it goes. So sometimes, you know, teams get breaks. We didn't tonight.
Cody, with the streak, were you thinking about it? 22 straight saves, maybe 28 the postseason?
Didn't know about it until you just told me. No. So, I mean, it's... Last few have been a little bit of a grind, you know, a lot of traffic out there, so I'm trying to get back to limiting those guys out there. So, I just went back and took a look at some of those pitches, and, I mean, there's besides Barnhart's, you know, Jeanette and Cozart both, those are really good pitches. Those are pretty much right where I wanted to put them. Those guys just put really good swings on the ball. So, I mean, they got some guys who can swing the bats.
Is there a different feeling when you're taking the mound at that time of night, just given the lengthy delay in the middle?
7 o'clock game.
The Indians send Mike Clevenger to the mound on Thursday. He'll oppose Tim Adelman.